Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 29th of November, 2015. Wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends wherever you are around the world, even though it's being celebrated mostly in the U.S. There are lots of expats around the world who also celebrate it. And here in Canada, we join you etherically in this time of thanks, being neighbors on this continent. And it is a great time to, even if you don't celebrate the tradition of Thanksgiving, it's a great time to look in our lives and see where we are maybe needing to be reminded about how what it is in our lives that we can be thankful for. Because Thanksgiving is a time where, you know, traditionally it was, there were, you know, which had to do with the harvest, and they would sit down at the end of the harvest and give thanks for a great harvest. And sometimes the years weren't great, but still they sat down, and they were thankful for other things besides the having the great harvest. So they sat down and they looked around, and they looked around at each other, and they gave thanks for just having each other in their lives. And that's what we're here to do. We're coming together every week here in this program. Thanks to Dr. Pillai, he's wanted this to be a service that is free and that we can all join with people around the world who may not necessarily be able to connect with other spiritual people, especially on this path with Dr. Pillai, which is a very high, fast path, meaning that there's so much information. It's like, can be like information overload. And you can just see it. I look at the emails as I'm preparing for these calls. I'm looking at my inbox and seeing what is coming in from Pillai Center, what is coming in from AstroVed, what is coming in from Tripura Foundation, Phonemic Intelligence, all the newsletters that are coming in and giving us the heads up, hey, this is a great service to do, or this is a great program, or here's what we're doing for the kids in India and around the world who are using the sounds to help them to come up in life. So it can be overwhelming being on the spiritual path, right? Especially with Dr. Pillai, because he wants us all to not miss out. This is a time where we're coming into the golden age, and the programs, the services, all the events that are happening are there for all the thousands and perhaps millions of souls who tap into this into the programs that are offered through Pillai and AstroVed or Tripura Foundation, Phonemic Intelligence. And so everyone is so different. And we are going to be compelled to do some things at some points, and then other things, they just fly by us. And that's kind of like a reflection of our own life. We have choices every day. Are we going to get this? Are we going to get that? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? And then not only getting things, but how do we navigate in our lives when things don't seem to go our way, quote unquote, when it goes against our grain or against our beliefs, or we find ourselves judging others, or we find ourselves jumping to conclusions too quickly, and then we're in the hot seat, you know. Or maybe we may not be in the hot seat, but someone else is, and we're throwing them under the bus, you know. So when we are looking at our lives every day, and we're seeing how we can be bringing in the spiritual energy that is offered through all these practices, all the services, programs, whatever resonates with you at a particular time, or each and every one of us, at a particular time, there will be a bit of a conflict, won't there? Oh my God, should I do this? Oh my God, should I do that? just like in life, how do I respond? Should I say this? Should I say that? So with these teachings, it helps us to come to a very neutral point in our inner world. And that's where we have to come from in our lives. We have to approach life from that neutrality. And not in the sense of being totally diplomatic and, you know, seeing all points of view, because in the moment you might be reactive or something has happened and you just want to express yourself, which is appropriate. But you have to do it in a way that you're not going to harm others or harm yourself. So these teachings will help us to delve into that inner knowing that is so quiet and so calm and so peaceful, and it's so potent that even if the wind comes or the tornado comes, it's not going to blow you over. So I'm using that as a metaphor for in your life, when good news comes or bad news comes, you're not going to be shaken. So we're here to cultivate that within us and grow that within us. And as we see all these services, all these programs that are offered, instead of getting overwhelmed, we just trust that we can read about it first and foremost, and then we can see if that resonates with us. And when we read about things and we see, oh my God, I could really use that. I really want to go to India. Now, you know, that's a $5,000 at least, you know, with your flight and everything else, and then the tuition and maybe some spending money, and then the time off work. So that's a pretty big investment if you don't have it. Then you can get really disturbed by it. It can push you to go do it. Maybe you can get some sort of payment plan, or maybe you can investigate. You know, Christmas is coming, so you can say to your family, hey, I really, really want to do this. If you want to give me a gift, you want to go to. So it can help you to really do some problem solving and be really creative. But then if you can't go to India, do you feel disturbed because you can't? You know, that's up to you. But these are all opportunities for us to look inside and say, what is it that I truly, truly need? What really resonates with me? What really pulls at my soul's or heartstrings, you know? So it's not just your desire, that heart's desire on the superficial, I want this, I want that, just like a, you know, Toys R Us kid. It's more, what's that true, like that deep, deep, deep longing inside of you that says this really resonates with me now, and I've got to put all my focus, all my attention, all my energy into getting it. And that doesn't have, it can be the India trip. I'm just speaking about that now because there was a hangout about it on yesterday, and so please go check that out on Ply Center, and also Dr. Ply has some videos about it as well. And then you can read about it. So that the birthday trip is a really powerful time to connect with Dr. Ply and to be in his presence during his birthday in India. And I've been to India, back and forth to India. I've stayed there for some time, almost every year, every other year, for the past probably 20 years. And it is a really, it's a spiritual vortex. And even though people in India, you say, well, it's such a spiritual vortex, why are there so much poverty and everything else? That's another topic. But there are vortexes of energy or temples or places that great saints have gone to. And they have found that the energy is really strong in these places, so then temples were built around those spots, just like all around the world. You can look at where, you know, very spiritual places are, and then you can, you know, Google it, do a search, and you'll find out that over the centuries, if there was a church there And during a time of war, it got chopped down, and then whoever won that war, whatever their religious belief was, then it got replaced with maybe a mosque or a synagogue or something like that. So those energy places of energy are really powerful spots for people to go to and immerse themselves in it, just stepping on the temple stones in India, these ancient places that have been saints and people, sages, everybody who goes there to get that energy, they've been praying and praying and praying. So there's a lot of prayers going on there too, continuously. And I was just watching one of Dr. Pillai's videos on the YouTube, and he was saying that, with the Hindu gods and goddesses, they have not stopped being worshipped for 5,000 years or more. Whereas in other cultures or, in the different places around the world, say, for example, in Egypt, they stopped worshipping a long time ago. Maybe underground or, in smaller circles. But a whole country is still India, which is a huge population. I think there's about 1 billion people in India. Most are Hindus, and they continue to worship the deities there. So it's not necessarily religious belief. It's something that they call spiritual science, and that's what Dr. Pillai is here to do too, is to share with us how these archetypes, deities that are represented by deity statues that get worshipped, or that get special prayers or special rituals done to them, so that the energy comes through, and then that energy, you can feel it. So it's like a science. If you do something, and you get a result back. So, and when you go to India and you are immersed in all that that's going on all around you, even if you don't understand it, like I've been going back and forth for the past couple of decades. I study with Dr. Pillai. I teach help to teach the programs, and there's more and more and more that I discover all the time, and I do and get into. Every now and then I will dive deeper into a specific practice as it comes up. So we just finished coming through Skanda Shasti, which was a time for Lord Maruga. It's a time to clean out. So if you found that you've had these urges to, maybe clean your closets or reorganize your desk or your car, or maybe, clean up your relationships, doing something that is going to cleanse you at that level of your surroundings, and then at the level of your thinking. And that comes from within, doesn't it? Nobody can tell you what to think. They may be able to influence you by some opinions, but ultimately you are going to make your own decisions. So, what we're here to do in this program is to give you an experience of what it is to go inside and find out what it is that resonates with you this week. Week by week, we tap into the energy of the week, and the energy that is we're coming into, or we are in, is a time where we're on a waning cycle. And the waning cycle means the waning of the moon. The moon is getting smaller. So it's coming off a full moon where everything is illuminated. Everything is lit up in the sky at night. You can see the moon, it's bright, and it shines light. And that's just like in our lives, in those dark moments, we can, if we have that tap into the energy of the full moon, we can see a little bit more. But as it's getting smaller and smaller in the sky, it's a time for things to get rid of things. It's easy. It's natural to cleanse the body, the mind, the soul, the surroundings, and get rid of old ways or old ways of thinking much more easily. You just let it go. So we'll get into this meditation today where we're just going to let things go. And whatever comes up, if it's disturbing to you, or why am I thinking that, or the energy that comes up, just allow it to be washed away in this sea of your internal world. Because no one else is forcing you to look inside of yourself. You're looking at your own stuff. So whatever you're going to see there is maybe going to give you a some insight or some message about your life that needs to be addressed. And then you can just enjoy the energy, and then knowing that it will be cleansed. The memory or the situation may still be there alive in your life. However, that pulling and pushing and conflict, the doubt can be lessened. And so by and by, as we go along in the program or in our lives, we can see that we're not so affected by whatever the winds of change. So right now the sun is in Scorpio. It's a sign of transformation. So if we've wanted to transform any aspect of our life, or maybe all aspects of our life, or one or two, then this is a time that we will be pulled to do that. We will want to do that. At some level, we'll be forced to do it almost. Saturn is also there, and Saturn is a planet that is a no-kidding planet. He wants transformation, and he's in that energy is in a sign where it's very fixed, and it wants to wash away everything. So it's like kind of like a churning in the washer. Once you're in there, you're churning and churning until it's done, until the cycle's finished. So if you felt like that in the past year, because that's when Saturn started to transit Scorpio since last November, and now again it's the end of November. So if you felt that, oh my gosh, my life is really churning me, and my ideas or my things in my life that I thought I wanted to do are just not coming to fruition, there has to be some more washing. So, and that will happen for another 1.5 years. So Saturn makes you to endure, go slowly and endure whatever is coming up, because you want it to transform. In an instant, it can. However, with Saturn being in the sign of transformation, it will really make you to understand, don't do this again, or yes, do this. So it's not always an ominous thing. It's not always a bad thing. It can be tough, but then again, so is life, right? So we see how Saturn plays out in our life. He might take his job also is to take away things that are harming us, or to take away people in our lives who are harming us. So not necessarily that they die, or they get killed off, or they get into some sort of situation where you don't ever see them again. You just take a break from them. So you can see, okay, this is not good for my well-being. And it's not good for their well-being either, because when we keep doing the same dance with one another, the same kind of story gets churned out. And then it makes us sick to that level of the soul if it's not a positive dance. So we have to really look in our lives. Okay, Saturn might be saying, okay, you guys need to take a break, a time out. Maybe don't see each other too much, or maybe you see each other, but you're going to act in a different way. You're going to get serious about it, where you're going to start to find other ways to communicate with one another, to resolve your issues, to support one another from a higher purpose or a higher perspective. So if you've been feeling like there's a lot of churning going on, and there's a lot of stuff that you're looking in your life and you can feel overwhelmed, it's natural right now. So that will continue on until about mid-December, as the sun will transit till around December 16th, I believe it is. There's a write-up on Sundays with Sucharita blog by Radha, our Vedic astrologer. She did a great write-up. So go to there and then read it again. I read it every other day because there's so much in there, and I have to be reminded, okay, what am I focusing on again? What kind of things should I be doing? What should I be looking out for as the sun is transiting this very transformational sign of Scorpio? And either I'm going to poison myself with stupid thoughts or, about myself or others, or I'm going to transform that. I'm going to transmute it. I'm going to change it. I'm going to just at least be aware of it. And then over time, as Saturn is transiting in the next year and a half, I will have totally mastered that, where I'm, not going to be triggered by all these things that are going on, by what people say, what people do. I have to think how we can come out of this situation, or how this how I can transform myself, and maybe start using my spiritual practices to pray for other people more. Pray that they're at peace. Because why else is there a conflict? Why else is there, challenges? Or we're not able to, rise above our differences of opinions. Mm-hmm. It's asking the whole world to do it. You just look in the whole world on a greater scale. We're being asked as being a family member of this human community. How are we treating one another? What if we were in the situation of bombs going off or big massive killings and wars and we had no place to go? How would we feel? So it's really an opportunity for us to be very compassionate. So as Saturn moves through a sign and moves us and churns us on an individual level, ultimately, we will come out and we will be more peaceful and more compassionate because we will have gone through tremendous transformation. And we don't know, we can't say one situation is worse than the other. You can't judge because each soul is here to do something very divinely guided and very special. So, but collectively, even though we are on an individual level and we might be suffering, we can pray. We can pray for ourselves and pray for others and call on the divine in our lives. And however that looks, it doesn't have to be cloaked with a, religious or cultural propensity, or you're being compelled to act or think in a certain way based on whatever your beliefs have been or how they've shaped you. Up until this point, your whole world might get shaken. Some of us are coming to this kind of forum or meeting Dr. Pillai either through YouTube, on the internet, or through in person, or through word of mouth, something like that, or through a program service. And we're finding that we love our cult, our religious culture, whatever we've grown up, we're revisiting it in a whole new way. Some of us are saying, I respect it, but this is the direction I want to go. So as the spirit moves, it will help you to expand your consciousness so you don't be so narrow-minded, whether it's about your own religious beliefs or some others that you're diving into now. So we're continually evolving. In fact, to the point where maybe we should all consider, exploring all the world religions, just not to any in depth, but just to be respectful of one another and to not to understand it completely, but just, oh, I get it. You're going after God too, and you're doing it this way. Cool. We're going after God too, but where is God? God is within and outside. So we're going to start with us now here within, in each and every one of us, and then we are going to be able to move from here and go into our lives and see that God within everyone that we meet thereafter. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we Forget about it. The ultimate of a soul evolving in any one lifetime is to sing praises of God every moment. And it doesn't mean in hymns or mantras or things like that or prayers, but just thinking about God, being godly in your life. And we have so many role models over, the thousands and thousands of years that man has been here on this earth plane. There's always good mentors to follow. And, just because they have done some silly things in their lives, the teachings that they bring are really ultimately what we want to use as technology or tools to access what is within us. So it always gets, it's like us, we make mistakes. We're humans, right? We make mistakes. We say things we don't want to say. We do things that we don't necessarily want to do, but then we realize it, and then we try to turn it around as best we can. So that's the perfection of being an evolving human being. So having said all that, let's get into a practice today where we're going to maybe, churn something up in our lives, churn something up deep within us. It can just be energetic, too. You can feel some releasing going on. You can feel total immersion, or you're just floating in a sea of consciousness that is coming in. And we'll cleanse the chakras. We're going to invoke Ganesha, who is an archetype that has the energy to really go deep within us and keep opening up those gates for that energy to flow within us from the base of our spine all the way up, cleansing all the chakras at the level of the navel, the heart center, the throat, and the head, and then going into the space. And you imagine a very thin tube of light that it's like a wand or an antenna, and all these chakras are aligned along that. And so that in and of itself is a tool within us, or an apparatus within us, that we can always focus on. They call it susumna in Sanskrit. It's a very thin tube of light that follows the same pathway as your spine, your spinal column or spine, and spinal cord. And then the chakras are like these circles that are spinning, and they will activate different energies. So we may feel some blocks, and then they will, awaken or enliven parts of our internal world. And we might feel it in the actual body parts that we'll discuss. As you're coming back, you can acknowledge Ganesha for removing the obstacles and protecting you from disturbances during this meditation. Make a prayer to Dr. Ply for giving you a deeper experience, and then to Kalabhairava for getting you into no time so you can do a timeline jump. Slowly, slowly come back. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining, and then we'll see you next time. This week, you can focus on just really releasing, cleansing. It's been a bit of a battle in the past few months, and you can see if that has been the case in your life, where there's some things that are really getting churned up, and you can no longer be the same or person that you were. So some patterns of behavior, ways of seeing who you are in this world and how you relate to others, maybe you're forced to change. You're forced to take the steps to change. And that can be a painful process. But the good news is that this is a week anyways where you can let go of things and pray to that things get done really quickly so that, again, you are in the right place at the right time, thinking, saying, and doing the right things. And maybe you've been saved from, some pain and suffering by having to do other things. So try to look for the silver lining in your life of those moments where can be disturbing or even shocking. And it will shock you into becoming more and more aware of what is the most important thing for you to be doing at any given point in time. Also, in your life, try cleaning out your closets. It's a really good time to do it. Get rid of stuff. Stuff carries energy, and that energy has memories attached, and those memories can be painful, can be good, but it's holding you back because that's not who you are. You're not stuff in your closet. So if you don't need it and someone else could use it, get rid of it. Or if it needs to just go into the recycling or into the garbage, whatever, get rid of it. You will feel like a whole new way of being. You'll feel weightless. Some points. And I'm only just saying that because I did it myself recently and it's amazing. I can't believe I waited so long. So anyways, do that. It's a good time to do that. Or clean out your desk. Get your files sorted out. We're getting ready for the holiday season, so we're starting to bring out different decorations and things like that. We have to make room, make space for that to happen. So in that making space, clean out your junk. Clean out your desk. Clean out, clean up your finances. You're going to go out and you're going to spend emotionally or obligatory, in an obligatory way. So clean up the way you think about that. What other way could you do it besides getting a super sale? Maybe you spend time with the person versus getting them a gift. Hey, I got you a gift. That's good enough. So start to think about ways that we are just, being spendthrifts and then we're complaining we have no money. Or we're not really getting into what the true meaning of this holiday season is. Because everybody else is saying, oh, it's measured by gifts of material things. And it's not to say that that's a time that you can give. But if you feel like, oh my God, I don't know what to get this person, spend time with them. Take them out for coffee or a nice dessert or something like that. Go for a walk with them. They will be so much happier. Do something versus just what you've done in previous years. And it is the gift-giving season here at Plyce Center, so we've got some fabulous offerings. Where did I see that now? Yeah, if you go on to Plyce Center, there's some discounts for conscious gifts that you can give to others. So check that out. All right, I'm going to open the line. Okay, so we're at the point of the program where you can press star 6. If you have anything to share about your practices or your experiences, any of the services, if anyone's been on an India trip in the past and wants to share about that and help to motivate other people to go, or you want to share about your desire to go to India to be with Dr. Ply, that'd be awesome. Or you can just say hi. Did I say you have to press star 6? Yeah, I think I did. Or you can share about the meditation, maybe the process that we just went through. if you had any experiences that you'd like to share or ask questions about. Oh, it's quiet today. All right, well, we can wrap up the call if there's nothing anyone wants to express. And it might be a good thing, since it is the holiday weekend and you can get off to see your family and friends and things like that. So thanks for joining then, everyone, and hope you have a fabulous week ahead. And just recommending that you continue on with your practices, whatever you decide to do. You can send in your questions or comments to sundayswithsuchritaapplycenter.com or sutritaapplycenter.com, and then I'll be happy to get back to you. So have a fabulous weekend.
Sutrita. Sutrita.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Jermaine.
Hi, Jermaine.
I have some questions. One is, like, let's say you wanted to introduce somebody to this. What's the best way to introducing them?
Yeah, it's a really great question. Thanks for asking, Jermaine. Are you saying this program in particular or any of Dr. Pillai's
Just
teaching?
Any of Dr. Pillai's. Like, I met a girl and she actually had epilepsy, and I said, oh, I thought that there's certain aspects of our program that would be really good for her, except I invited her to this call, but I don't even think that that's the right step for her. So I'm asking as a question, like, what would you say would be the best way to introduce somebody to it?
Yeah, a lot of people come through free services. So this is a free service. It's a good call to come to, because that's what we do. We talk about the programs and the services that are offered, and then you can experience a meditation in real time.
Uh-huh.
Then there's also the YouTube. All the Octoplies YouTube,
oh,
they're all free. So,
yeah.
You can introduce her to that and see, she can surf it and see if anything resonates with her. You
okay.
know, so, and it's like, even if we say, oh, you should do this or you should do that to anyone, that, you know, they may or may not want to do it, and that's okay, you know. But if you just...
Right, right. But it's like, oh, you could go on to YouTube and you could look up Dr. Pillai and then see different videos and then see which one you'll be attracted to. That's something I didn't think of doing.
Yeah, so anything that's free and that's available to anyone over the internet, it's, you can just say, hey, you know, this is what I'm studying this, and I find it to be really helpful, and the meditations are really great, you know, whatever it is for you, Jermaine.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And then you can share how that has helped you to get clarity, and then you're able to create what it is that you really want to experience in life.
Okay.
You know, something like that. And then, you know, you don't have to focus on her disability so much, or her, you know, whatever she's going through, her issue. It's, you know, just to say, hey, I get a lot of clarity. I get a lot of energy. You know, just be very general.
Okay. That's great. And then I noticed that there was another, you know, how they have the different courses. There was one for just recently, I think for the Shreem Brzee or for...
That's the Ultimate Wealth, yeah.
Yeah, and can you tell me, like, okay, like, I have the Millionaire Yoga classes, right? So what would be the difference?
Well, the Shreem Brzee is a structured program, just like the Millionaire Yoga is a structured program. So it's focusing more on the Shreem Brzee, and it has different teachings, different meditations over the years that Dr. Pillai has done, and it's all compiled into one website. So,
okay.
You can just access all those materials, and I think right now there is a live teaching for another couple of weeks, live teacher calls for 2 more weeks, and then it'll become like like it is for Millionaire Yoga, like a self-study online program.
Oh, I see, I see. So that's why it was like being advertised, is because they had some live calls going on right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's up to you. It sounds like a great program. I've seen those teachings before, and it's all compiled in one place, you know, so you're not scrambling
Yeah,
to get
no,
there.
it's very nice because I know that I did the Warrior one before, and then I signed up this year, and it's all nice to have your Millionaire course in the same place, Sounds of Success,
Yeah.
you know, so that you could easily go to any area, and they're also more complete because they have different sections and more information that you can follow up with. So
Yeah.
it is really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So if that, I mean, it's going to be there as a self-study. So if you don't get it this time around, then you can still, it'll be there forever.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get an idea because I feel like I have a lot of that covered. Just, you know how you say you take one program, you stick with it for 90 days just to really see the benefits of that program. Do you know, it's like if you do too many programs, you get dispersed, whereas if you concentrate on something, you can go deeper. That's how I
Yeah.
feel sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of like university or any if you any professional if you need to do some training in your career, your job, you know, your profession, you know, you're going to be introduced to it for 90 days and then you're going to master it, you know.
Right. Right.
So it's
Right.
if you do too much all at once, you like you said, you got scattered and your
Yeah.
focus, you can't possibly focus and master every one.
Right.
So start out with 90 days, and then if you want to add a course, then you can add a course. If you want to revisit that first course that you did, then it doesn't take you too much to dive back into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Anything else, Jermaine?
No. It's just that I've gotten so much benefit from this course, and yet, you know, it's like all the courses, all the knowledge of Dr. Pillai's has been very beneficial to me. So it's like I know that it's not for everybody, but it's like sometimes, you know, when somebody asks you something or you're just wondering, you know, you want to guide them in the right direction to see if, you know, you want to share it. That's all. You know,
Yeah.
so it's
Yeah,
a
and
really
that's
good thing.
yeah, and just I mean just sharing free stuff so there's no investment, you know, so they don't feel bad about it or you don't feel
Yeah,
bad
they can
about it.
just kind of like explore it. And even would you say, like, okay, like on astrovade.com, there's all kinds of stuff too. And so is Dr. PillaiCenter.com. Those are the websites to look at too, right?
Right, and then they can decide what resonates with them because we can't decide for anyone.
No,
We can
no.
barely decide for ourselves. Right.
Right. No, and I mean, the way I think I was introduced is I got introduced through the book by
Life-changing sounds or the prosperity enlightenment?
I got by who was it that just passed away? My brain
Oh,
is
Sai Baba?
not Sai Baba, but who's the guy who wrote all the books? Wayne Dyer. Wayne
Wayne
Dyer wrote
Dyer.
a book.
Okay. Yes.
Wayne
Yes.
Dyer, the sounds, the in order to create or manifest everything, anything that you wanted to, right? And then I think in the night, one night I said, I wonder who the master that gave this teaching. I went on the internet and then I found Dr. Pillai. That's how I got introduced, but I really resonated with that meditation to manifest whatever you wanted to, the sound. So, but then one thing led to another, and then you just kind of start exploring. So that's kind of how I got introduced, now that I remember it. It's a long time ago. So,
Absolutely. And you can even invite your friend to that meditation.
Yeah, actually, that's a very powerful meditation. And even the book was good because it just kind of like clears up a lot of stuff, too. So,
For
good,
sure.
good. You gave me some very good ideas. Thank you. And
You're
thank
very
you for your
welcome.
work. Take
Thank
care.
you, Jermaine. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Is there anyone else before we go? Or maybe we'll stay. All right.
Sucharita?
Yes.
Hello, Sucharita?
Yes, who's
Hi,
this?
it's Michelle. It's Michelle
Oh,
from
Michelle,
Nanaimo.
how are you?
Hi. I'm good, I'm good. I sound bad because I've got a cold right now, but yeah, I
Oh.
just wanted to say hi and say thank you to you and to Dr. Fly and to everyone for this work. It continues to really help me a lot, and yeah, I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. How are things going in Nanaimo?
Yeah, things are going very well. Very well. My husband's health continues to hold. It's been almost a year since he had surgery and had his cancer removed, and he's doing really well. His health is excellent, and so we're really happy. And yeah, we just celebrated his birthday, and I kept thinking what a difference it was between the birthday this year and the birthday last year, where it just looked so grim for him. Uh-huh. So that's really good for us. Yeah, yeah.
And so, how are the teachings helping you to, or how has that helped you to be a different person or have a different perspective on life from that year?
Oh boy! Wow. You know. Wow, that's a good question. It's made me so grateful. You know, like I had. It's really changed a thing. I appreciate my husband more.
Uh-huh. So you appreciate your relationships, right?
Yeah, I appreciate my relationships. Yes, actually, as you say that, I really appreciate my relationships. I'm quite an independent person and kind of it's my way or the highway kind of person. And so that doesn't leave other people a lot of room, a lot of latitude in my life, you know, kind of like if it, so I think I was really quite cold to lots of people, I think, and kind of going through that really dark time made me realize how much more, like how I need people, and also how, you know, things are just aren't forever, and you can't kind of keep putting people on the back burner, putting relationships and
right.
saying, oh, well, I'll get to it later. And so I've made a lot more effort in my relationships. I'm a lot more open to people. And two, in my work, I was fairly cut and dried in my work. Even though my work is about helping people and relating to people, I was very like, these are the rules and, you know, these are the things you have to do, and these are the things I know, and a little bit arrogant. And I've just been a lot softer, a lot warmer, which doesn't come naturally to me, but it's just been easier to do that. And so I'd say that's a big change.
That's huge. I think,
I don't always, you know, get there, but that's, you know, I feel much more that relationships are what we have, you know, relationships are what make life rich, and that's been good. That's been really good. One thing too, around death and fear, right? There was such a, I mean, I was so afraid. I was sure he was dying, and the doctors were telling me it was looking really bad. You know, they're all looking really, you know, my husband would leave the room, and they'd say, yeah, it doesn't look good. You know, not much more. Yeah, yeah. And so, it was so hard to know whether to tell my husband that. And also we were, I was just so afraid of what life would be like without him, and what was I going to do, and we had a big financial mess still that we were in the middle of, and it was just lots of unresolved problems, and so I was really, really afraid. I lie awake at night worrying and crying, and then when I got more into the work with Dr. Pillai, then instead I would just lie awake and chant things like the Shivaya, Namaya, and other things, a Tripura, Samhara, Prachanda. Sorry, I'm mixing it all up, but the Maruga mantra for faith, and I really realized I had to face that fear of my husband dying, and so that was hard. That was really hard, but I felt like I faced it, and that made things easier. It made things a lot easier. Yeah,
and he's here.
He's here, yeah, he's here, yeah, he's here, he's very alive, and very well, yeah, yeah, he's here, he's very well, yeah. So, two other things happened. I don't know if you want me to keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, so, I think I might have emailed you a little bit about this, but I haven't mentioned that much about it, but I have a daughter. She's 30, and she has schizophrenia, and she's developmentally delayed. And I wasn't a huge part of her life when she was younger, and I've been back in her life now. She lives about 5 hours away from me by ferry, and as a crow flies, she lives about 2 hours away from me. But it's
right.
hard to get to from my island to her island. So, but I have been going every the last 2 years. I've been going every other Saturday. I get up very early and go on the ferry to see her and spend the day with her. And she was in a really bad place 2 years ago in the hospital. She was in the hospital. The hospital just sent her home and said, we don't even know what to do with her.
Oh.
She was in that bad a place. She was hallucinating most of the time and electively mute. I mean, only talking to voices, not talking to us. And her dad just had a good sense to just feed her and house her and let her kind of work it out, which was amazing. He had a lot of patience with her. And then last March, even though I was going to see her, and she wasn't making all that much progress, but last March I just decided, well, you know, I'm going to start a proxy meditation for her, a proxy chanting. So I started chanting Ganesha and praying for Ganesha to remove the blocks for her to return to her mental health, remove any blocks that were getting in the way of her mental health, returning, strengthening. And her workers, she has some workers that come to the house and they keep a log book. And within 3 days of me starting to chant that, they were writing things like in the log book, wow, things are really odd. She's very unsettled. She's up and down. She's just odd days, right? And then she started to actually be more talking to people more, hallucinating less. She actually went to her psychiatrist appointment, which was very unusual. She wouldn't even go for probably about a year. Just her dad would go and report on her, and her psychiatrist fell over when she walked in the room. Yeah, it was really quite amazing. And so gradually she's made more and more and more progress. And I continue to, every other day, I chant either Ganesha or the Gayatri mantra for her, just for a few minutes, but I pray for her and chant that for her. And she's back to her who she was before. She kind of took a real deep dive 2 years ago. But even it, making other progress that we never would have seen before, taking more initiative with things, being more conversational, being a lot more open. Little things, they sound like silly things, but, you know, one day I was there, my shoes were hurting me, and so I walked a long way up to her house, and I asked her, oh, could I borrow a pair of slippers? And she said, oh, yeah. She said, I think I've got a pair of slippers right here. And she went and got the slippers for me and brought them to me, which is something that just never, ever would have happened before. And it's like a little thing, but it's a huge thing. It's a really huge thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's really quite lovely. I just saw her yesterday, and we were baking together and doing things. And, yeah, it's been, I know there's been lots of other stuff going on, a change in medication, different psychiatrists. People have been working with her very hard. So
for sure.
You know, it's not just the chanting, but I do think that it has made a big difference. It's really helped as well. So,
well, one of the things, Michelle, and everyone here who is listening, is that when there's a saying in India that the grace or the blessings or prayers of the mother is greater mm-hmm. than God or anything, or mm-hmm. guru even. So, mm-hmm. you know, your prayers are really powerful. Even mm-hmm. if you don't subscribe to that, just try it out. Anyone who's
yeah.
a mother or... You know,
yeah.
We've all experienced, maybe there's yeah. a lot of people who have experienced, you know, challenges with their parents, and then they make the prayer to get the blessings of the mother, get the blessings of the father, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden things start to shift. So,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, just having that in the background and all your efforts that you are doing on your behalf, or behalf of your daughter, that because you are you know, you're half of her genes. She has half
mm-hmm.
of her your genes. So that you're by you doing your meditation and you doing all your practices and prayers, that's going deep, deep, deep within your genes, your soul genetics, as Dr. Ply calls it. And then that is waking up those genes inside of her. So, you know, that's how we're ultimately all connected as a human race, you know, whether we believe it or not. And to what extent, you know, that's fine. But, you know, we're just looking at the point of the perspective of, you know, does prayer work? And people say, yes, it does. Because it activates part of our brain as well that brings this tremendous sense of higher power coming into us, because we can only do what we can do as humans, you know. So it's great. It's great to hear that you're setting the intention for a divine archetype who removes obstacles and gives clarity and gives success. And all this, and like you said, it's not this big, huge change end result. It's like, oh my God, this is a great success. Celebrate it, enjoy it, bathe in it, and you know, relate to it. So
Every week, every time I see her, every 2 weeks, I see nice little changes, and it's really nice, really nice.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Anything else, Michelle?
So just one other thing, and that is, you know, I do lots of meditations. I go through your blog and listen to the meditations that are posted there, and I sometimes play back often, you know, when I'm on the ferries. It's an hour and a half on the ferry, and then an hour wait, and then another ferry. And so I'll just, on my phone, I'll just listen to the recording of your Sunday talk and do the meditation again. And then, I don't know, I was on YouTube recently, and I saw Dr. Ply had maybe 2 years ago, he did the Midbrain Miracle, I think, and he had one talk called Cleanse the Negative Cortex.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I think I'm going to listen to that again. And so about 16 minutes in on that talk, he does a blue sky meditation. And he's anywhere. You just put blue sky. You just imagine, see the blue sky, cloudless sky, and then put the blue sky in your head, all through your brain. And so I've been doing that lately. And I think, and whenever I've done sort of any of the kind of midbrain meditations, there's been lots of congestion on the left side of my brain. And I thought, oh, I must start working on that. And I feel like the blue sky meditation has been the beginning of working on that, and I can feel lots of sometimes pain, sometimes shifting, but it feels really like it's being really helpful. And I think actually the cold might actually be sort of some clearing out of some of the congestion that was on the left side of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've really been, you know, I like to kind of, as you say, kind of find a meditation and stay with it for a while. So I've been staying with the blue sky meditation, and I'm finding it really helping a lot. So just to kind of mention, if, you know, if anybody's looking for, oh, I'm ready to kind of shift my meditation or looking for something a bit new or different, I found that one to be really helpful.
Yeah, it is.
That's my last word. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks so much for sharing. And then just to comment on the blue, on the left side of the brain, we know, you know, from the scientists reviewing the brain, neurologists, neurobiologists, is that the left side is all about the rational, the logic, the cut and dry, the yes and no, the black and white. So it's kind of in alignment with what you're, you know, focusing on your own transformation on a very, you know, on a neural, you're laying down new neural pathways to help you in your behavior modification. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because we say we want this thing to happen, there has to be changes in the brain. So that's how these, it's fabulous to hear that this, in particular for you, the Blue Sky Meditation from Midbrain Miracle Method, that's a program that's also offered at Ply Center Academy now. That's where all the courses are offered, and you can get a link through Ply Center for those of you who are listening. And you know, to put the blue sky in there is not just imagining like blue color. It's actually, you know, empowered. It is a meditation. It might sound so simple to others, but when it's going in and it's washing, it's bringing in a consciousness that will wash away or mute or transmute the neural pathways that we've gotten those grooves deep, deep in us, mm-hmm. where we're just saying if it's my way or the highway, or it's black or it's white, or you're right or I, you know, you're wrong, mm-hmm. or I'm right and you're wrong, whatever. It, like you said, it's too cut and dry, and that's mm-hmm. not how we can navigate in life, because life isn't so cut and dry, you know.
No.
It's like
no.
big,
no.
and it's like the big sky.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it can be
yeah.
overwhelming. So great to hear it's, yeah. how it's working for you, and it and let us know how it goes, and you'll feel, having taken that course and been studying with Dr. Ply, mm-hmm. there are points along the path where you have this clarity where the whole brain is functioning optimally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's yeah. the key, is to get it all functioning, you know, blue sky across, so sky's the limit, you know, anything that
yeah.
you need, you can access in an instant.
Yeah.
So, and two, what you said about the cold, some people are thinking, well, why do colds come or why do flus come,
mm-hmm.
especially being on this path, and like you said, it can be a sign that there's cleansing going on. So,
yeah.
you know, otherwise it could manifest as a full-blown disease.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, be, you know, look at it as if, like you are, with that positive attitude where, oh, I feel that this is related to the shift that's happening
mm-hmm.
inside of me. So it's just
yeah.
a way of the body saying slow down,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
take rest, focus on
yeah.
what you need to do, keep doing your practices. Otherwise, we'll just keep going here and there and everywhere, and we'll, you know, we'll run ourselves down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So colds yeah. and flus are a way that is kind of telling us that we're going deep with our meditations,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
and that we can just take care, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much again. And just I want to thank you and thank everyone for all this work. It's really, really made a huge difference in my life and in the lives of people around me. So thank you very much.
Oh,
and
thanks
so
much.
All I want to say. Yeah, where are you now? Are you in India? Are you back in Toronto?
I'm in Toronto. It's funny. I just want to share with you and everybody
yeah.
here is that there was a bit of a miscommunication. I had gone off because you're not the first person who's this week who said, where are you? Are you in India? And I said, I don't know why people think I'm in India.
Yeah.
But I think it happened around Skanda Shasti, and I was in Italy. Yeah, I was in Italy for a wedding, and I was there from like a Friday to a Monday, and so, but what had happened was the airline went on strike, and so on the Sunday I was busy on the internet trying to get a new flight home, and I pinged Radha and I said, listen, I don't think that I can get on this Sunday's call because time is of the essence. So that's what I did. I was flying. And so I think that Radha had shared that I was in India, which was great because I was like, oh, maybe I am in India. Yeah, I'll just tap into that energy. And as it all turned out, it was during Skanda Shasti, and I was really praying to Lord Muruga, like, get me home and get this flight thing mm-hmm. sorted out. And all of a sudden, the seats opened up on Air Italia, like some other airline I never even mm-hmm. heard of. And so I was running on, you know, running off to that airline and getting the tickets there, and it all worked out. But it was when I came home, I saw all these emails. Oh, how's India? It's like, oh, okay. I was in India.
Oh,
I'm back in Toronto.
Oh, okay. So I'll say stay warm instead of stay cool.
Yeah. Thanks, and you too. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Thank you. Okay, you take care, Sutrita. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. God bless. Yeah, so those are great sharings, and that's what we're here to do, too, in Sundays with Sutrita. It's a program where we can kind of share with each other in a free way. There's not really the pressure of a certain protocol that we have to go through in other programs or structure. So, and yet we learn so much, because this is what we want to do, is see how these teachings that we are exposed to are going to manifest in our life. And how do we know? Is by other people sharing about their lives. And then we see something in our own lives, something about who we are or who we have been through other people's sharing. So if you feel like, okay, I'm the only one who's going through whatever I'm going through, thanks to Michelle, thanks to Jermaine for sharing today, and all everyone who has ever shared in this program about their experiences. It's so inspiring. I'm totally inspired now that I've had these sharings today, and I was just about to hang up. So the divine is always saying, don't hang up. Don't quit, you know, in your life, because you just might have someone who comes into your life at that very moment or says something, or you pick up a book and you read something, or you're surfing the internet and you see something that you know the divine guided you, and you just had to pause for that extra little moment to get that message. And it's forever life-changing, because it changed who you were on some level just a moment ago. So these teachings are to see how you are in the moment, and then to shift. Allow that moment to show you something where you can shift your energy. And then when your energy shifts, your outlook can shift. So having said that, we have another moment to take any last calls or, shared experiences or questions. All right. So enjoy all the moments that you have in this fabulous Sunday, wherever you are in the world. And before you go to bed every night, be grateful for what you have. Oh, someone else is here.
Yeah, it's me again, Sutrita. A couple things. One is, I love Dr. Pillai's definition of faith. He says utter positivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yes, utter positivity.
Utter positivity. And I have to say that, I'm getting more and more dedicated to my practices, which is really good. And even like this morning I woke up, and the whole idea of the Shereen Brzee, you know, for that financial abundance, there's a lot of things happening in my work that are going to be huge switches or changes that could really take me into a whole different level in terms of my finances. And I got the idea again because, the million Shereen Brzees. I have done them before, but now it's like I want to do them again, you know. And I just started yesterday with really dedicating some time to that Shereen Brzee, Shereen Brzee, Shereen Brzee. And I have to tell you, it's like a choice you have. Like when you're wanting to create something, you can dwell on, of course, what you want to create, but you can also have the vibrational integrity. That's the word I got this morning, is vibrational integrity. It's like, how can something come to you? You have to be resonating at that vibration for it to come to you. So it's like vibrational integrity. And how do you raise your vibration? I really think that you raise your vibration through the use of these mantras and these meditations. So I wanted to share that. And the other thing I wanted to ask about was, you know, there's a girl, is it Nambu, you might know her name.
Nambu Naiki, yes.
Yeah, Nambu Naiki. I was just wondering if you could share, do you know, like, I know she was beginning her healings or she was starting to do the healings. Can you share anything about, do you know anything about her success with her healings?
Yeah, I don't know, but I know people who have had some healings with her, and they continue to, they have a prayer circle that they have, they meet once a week, and they pray for one another, and pray for people who need healings. So if there's something more that you want to know about that, then you can definitely send an email to Bhakti, Bhakti. So bhakti@pillaicenter.com, and just ask her about the Nambu program or how you can get involved with that, because I'm not really sure. Or you can go, I don't know if they have it on Pillai Center. They
okay,
used to.
Do you know how you spell Nambu Ba? You know.
Yeah, so it's
it's just
Nambu, N-A-M, as in Michael, B-U.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Nayaki is N-A-Y-A-K-I.
Okay, great.
Maybe, Jermaine, what we can do is Radha or Yagna, if you can, those are support people, if they can look up the link to it on Pillai Center. I don't have it handy.
No problem. No problem. I just wanted to know because it's like I'm really grateful for the last girl who shared about her daughter, you know, who had schizophrenia because I come from a family of eight, and I have two siblings that are manic depressives, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff people go through, and it's like you want to have a good idea of what you can do for other people. So I really appreciated the fact that she used the mantra writings, right? But
yeah.
Now I'm thinking also, you know, like I think Dr. Pillai, even at that goddess ceremony, he had Nambu there. And they're really talking about having the ability of really transforming illness or changing it or switching it or healing it. And it was just on a real different, powerful level. And so I think that it's just coming to me because I have to follow up and see maybe I could be part of that prayer group or maybe I could do something. So
absolutely. I just checked out the okay, here it is, nambuherbs.com.
Nambu what?
Herbs, H-E-R-B-S, all one
okay.
word. So nambuherb.com, and you can go in there, and then you can read about it. You can order the stuff. There's lots of articles. And then you can find out from there, but also send an email. Maybe you can send an email to this support. Do they have a support? They have a contact us. So send an email there, and then you can find out about how to get involved with maybe do a healing, or if she's not doing that anymore, get into the prayer circle.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. I'm glad I asked. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked
mm-hmm.
too, because they're,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I take the Nambu herbs. I've been taking the Enlightenment formula.
Enlightenment formula. I have some. I'm taking that too. And, you know, you even emphasize how, you know, for anything to really occur, you know, it's like the brain needs to switch. You know, there has to be that activation in the brain. And, yeah, the formulas are great. And I just think that I haven't seen the complete results of everything, but I'm in the midstream. Do you know what I mean? I'm on my way. And I think this next year, the next few months, are going to have tremendous growth for me in my financial life. And my health is really good. And, you know, the silence in my system is more and more still and more created. And it's just an overall good thing.
Aww, really good
happy.
To hear from. Mm-hmm. That's really good, mm-hmm. Jermaine. And
yeah.
I'm glad that you did mention this because it's something that I would like to just speak a little bit more about for the members who are just joining
yeah.
as well. Do you have anything else that you wanted to share or do you want to just...
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. But thank you.
Mm-hmm. Aww, thanks so much again.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Yeah, so this Nambu Botanicals, check it out, everybody. We'll put the link on there. Now that I found it, and I'm currently myself, and so many other people are taking the Enlightenment formula and the High Health formula. The Enlightenment formula is for the brain chakra and body health. This might be something, Michelle, that your daughter might find helpful. Maybe I don't know, but maybe you can try it on yourself and just with your own prayers, you can activate that energy within you. And then that can get transmuted to her through that way as well. But then there's the other formula is the High Health formula. And that it brings in the goddess energy. So if you're having challenges creating and manifesting, I'm telling you, I've only been taking this since, since September maybe, and manifestations are really so much easier. And then I can feel the goddess energy come into the relationships and heal those relationships, heal those interactions with, you know, personal relationships, and then my work relationships, and then relationships with just everyone that I'm coming into contact with. I'm not so easily triggered, or I don't feel drained. So this high health formula, the navel chakra and detoxifier, because we carry the energies of others in those lower centers, right? And especially at the level of the navel chakra is that which where we create. So if that is blocked by, you know, negative energies that we pick up and absorb in that chakra, it's no wonder we can't create, or we have difficulty creating, or it's kind of like a hit and miss, or it's a mismatch. So we see some parts of our creation that we want to see show up, or a manifestation that we want to see show up in our lives. But then other parts is like, how come this part isn't? You know, so if you take this high health formula, even just for a couple of months, I'm seeing tremendous results. And then I just see it now, I didn't know that it was available, the high memory formula, the third eye chakra and minding the body. So the third eye chakra with our meditations, all these practices that we're doing, why people maybe aren't seeing the results of doing a million Shreem Brzees or a million chants of another mantra, or they're doing their meditation practices and not seeing the results that they want to see. It's because the body and the mind aren't aligned up. So this will help to, this high memory formula will help to open the third eye. And you can read about the contents of the specific herbs that are in these three products that are offered here through Nambu Botanicals. But the key to the difference, okay, so why is it different from other products that are out on the market, is because Dr. Pillai, who is from this Siddha lineage, is empowering these products with the sounds. So even though you might know the sounds that are going into this, even if he told us what they were, we wouldn't understand the technology behind the sounds or the blessings behind the sounds. And each person is going to have a different experience and a different healing or a different understanding because their soul is evolving, their body is evolving, their mind is evolving, their spirit is evolving, the energy in their system is evolving according to their own state of who they are right now. So the main thing is that when you start to take these herbs, again, we're our own science experiment, you know, so to speak. And I kind of chuckle at that because I'm really looking at my meditations now after going through, you know, almost 20 years with Dr. Pillai, is that everything that he's given, whether it's a meditation, a mantra, you know, a practice, going on trips, going to spiritual vortexes, taking herbs, it's all leading. You can see every step of the way. It's leading me to the next step, what I need to do. Now, some people may be introduced to everything all at once because their soul is ready for everything all at once. So, you know, or it's ready to receive all this information, and then it's going to take whatever it needs to take, whatever is going to lead them to the next step. So thanks for reminding us about that, Jermaine. And I hope that other listeners will at least try it. And again, it's like anything. Try it for, you know, the 60, I think there's 60 caps, and you can take it, you know, a couple times a day or whatever it is. I take mine twice a day I've got a whole box of them, so I don't even know how many months I've been taking the Enlightenment formula for the past, I would say, well, since it came out. But I was taking the Eclipta Alba, which is the main ingredient of the Enlightenment formula, and I was taking it as an organic, herb that was offered through the store here, and then Dr. Pillai was empowering it through a technique that he had given us. But this Enlightenment formula that has the Eclipta Alba, and it's infused with the sounds, is so much more powerful. So I've been taking that other, the enlightenment formula. It was making a difference. I was taking it for a few years, and it was working at the level of the body, the mind, the soul. But taking this one that's offered through Nambu Botanicals, it's a subtle, profound, and powerful difference. So, you know, that's the difference I felt in the marketplace versus here with these herbs. So please test it out. And then, like anything, you've got to give it a good try. And so, you know, you can do it for 90 days, see what happens, or whatever they recommend. I don't know. I haven't read all the information on the website. But maybe Nambu, I think she does speak about it. You can Google it, maybe on Ply Center, YouTube, or maybe YouTube, Nambu, maybe she has a YouTube. But just go and look for those if you're interested and get more information about it. And then if you aren't satisfied still with that information, then write into Bhakti at Ply Center, and she's the one who takes those high-level questions. And she will find out for you or guide you to where you can get that information. But we'll do our best here. Sundays with Sucharita, Yagna, or Radha will post this information to everyone here in this program. And then you can see it in your email as well. And the links will be there to the site. All right. Any other pauses? Almost ending of the program. The divine decides when it's going to end, right? For today, or questions about whatever we've just talked about? So, we're almost at our two-hour mark. Here I was thinking everybody wanted to bolt after an hour or so. So, it's always the divine decides, right? So let's see, last call for questions, comments. So tonight, or throughout today, because it's still in that Thanksgiving spirit, do a little inventory, a self-inventory, a little check inside. What are you grateful for? Even if it's good or it's not so good, it's creating an awareness in us that things have to change, or things will change in their due time. It's all divine timing. Kalabhairava is a very powerful practice to do that we did today. His moon is coming up. It's an eighth waning moon every month. You can see it on the calendar, on Astrobed calendar. And it's also offered, the calendar is also offered through Ply Center. But it's on the eighth waning moon. You can get into his energy where you can do a timeline jump. So it'll be interesting to hear from everyone who wants to share next week when we come together what their timeline jump was. If your intention is set, I'm grateful for what I have, and this is the area that I need to work on, how can I manifest coming out of this so that I know that I'm never going to go back to the same old way I used to be? And forever that other person has shifted, or that situation has shifted, whatever it is that manifestation is comprised of. That you pray to this Kalabhairava to jump, take you out of that energy so that you're in a different headspace, a different time space continuum. And then maybe your business, your time management skills will be really great. You'll be in the right place at the right time, exactly saying, thinking, doing the right thing. And it's so synchronistic. It's like, yay, I'm in that zone. I'm in that flow. So that's what he will do to you. His energy will do that for you. If you keep focusing on that heart center, shooting that beam of light up to about 12 inches above your skull, and especially on that eighth waning moon, which is, by the way, let me just check it. It'll be on Wednesday the 2nd, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday the 2nd mostly. It'll start around just after noon. After 1, according to the Astrobed calendar, Eastern Standard Time. And you start to really feel this connection with this divine being, and you'll know, oh my goodness, now I have to manifest. I've got the connection. What do I want? What do I want? So it's kind of like standing in front of Santa Claus and you don't know what you want. So for Christmas. So, you know, have the manifestation. Write your goals. That's why we say write your goals all the time, every day, even if it's just health, one word. Health, family, relationships, work, job, career. That will cue your brain, your health, your spiritual path, right? It will cue your brain, finances. This is what you got to do next. This is where you want to jump to next. And then Kalabhairava will get it. He already gets it anyways. But for you to be, not standing there like a deer in headlights, this is what I want for Christmas, Santa. Oops, I forgot. Santa knows. He knows if you've been good or not so good. Naughty or nice. So have your wish list. Maybe we'll call it that instead of goals. We'll call it your wish list, what you want for this part of the season, and then do a timeline jump to get it. And then we'll hear from you next week. So happy cleansing week ahead, just getting rid of stuff. Do it physically, do it mentally, do it emotionally, do it spiritually, and you'll have good results. God bless everyone. Thanks for joining. Thanks for sharing, everyone. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.